Jesus love is very wonderful. Jesus love is very wonderful. Jesus love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high I can't get over it. So low I can't get under it. So wide can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Hello and welcome to this special Holy Half Hour here on 3TFM with me, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. Tonight, this is a special Valentine for you. Are you all excited about Valentine's Day? Got your card? You know, roses are red, violets are blue, sugar is sweet, and so are you. Have you bought somebody a red rose maybe as well? It's all very romantic, exciting. Or is it? Is it just a commercial racket? You're not into that sort of thing. Are you a real romantic or are you a grumpy old codger? Are you Robert Burns or Victor Meldrew? Remember back to those days of heady romance, your head spinning, your pulse throbbing, your hands sweating, a funny feeling all over with goosebumps. I still get it, only it's now called the flu. Their eyes met, Cupid's arrows flew, their minds were as one. And she said sexily, "What kind of macho razor blades do you use?" He replied, "The cheapest." "What exotic aftershave is that you're wearing?" "Savlon." "Or how about this one? They told me when I met her, my ardent love would fade away. But as I phone her more and more, I find she grows dearer every day." But seriously, romance is a wonderful thing. We smile when we see two young lovers walking down the street hand in hand with only eyes for each other, just before they bump into the lamppost. When I was engaged, I used to say, "I'm too happy to be sad." Well, here's a couple of lovers. This is Andy Williams and Denise Van Outen.
You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. You'd be like heaven. I wanna hold you so much. At long last love has arrived, and I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. Yeah.
thanks very much, Andy and Denise, for putting us in the mood for this special Valentine's programme in the Holy Half Hour. We all need a little more romance in our lives, don't we? And I'm not just meaning relationships which end in marriage. Sorry, it's a bad choice of phrase there. I mean come to full fruition in marriage. I'm meaning romance in every aspect of life. Having a love of life, a joie de vivre, a smell the roses outlook, my cup is full and running over attitude. I know a woman who, when she puts out her washing on the clothesline, when she puts the peg on the line, she thinks of somebody that she wants to pray for. So the first peg's her daughter, second peg's her son-in-law, and so on. She tries to make a chore into a more romantic exercise and a more spiritual exercise. Brother Lawrence signed up as a monk, but he was a bit disappointed when he was appointed right away to the kitchen to look after the pots and pans. That's not what I signed up as a monk for. And then the abbot explained to him, well, these things have to be done as well. And why don't you see it in a more positive outlook? Put the romance into the pots and pans. Do it for Jesus. We could all do with more romance in every aspect of life. We can get it on a good day, it's just sometimes it begins to fade. The spring bud of youthful exuberance ends up as the autumn leaf gnarled and twisted. John Denver has a very poignant and sad song about a couple always facing in two different directions.
They say they love each other, I've no doubt they do. They say they'll always be together, that may not be true. They come from different places, different points of view. They find themselves in different spaces, everything is all brand new. Two different directions, too many different ways. One always on the road somewhere, the other one always stays. Too often unhappy, too often on your own. When you are moving in different directions, true love is all alone. Old stories start to surface, patterns from long ago, and loving quickly turns to anger for reasons they don't even know. The strongest heart can be broken with one insensitive word. The deepest feelings remain unspoken, no one has seen, nothing heard. Two different directions, too many different ways. One always wants to work things out, the other one wants to play. Too ready for changes, too much moving in different directions, true love can turn to hate. If opposites attract each other, what's the reason for one being like an open window, one just like a closing door? Two different directions, too many different ways. One likes to see the morning sunrise, the other one sleeps in late. Too many tomorrows, too many times too late. When you are moving in different directions, true love may have to wait. If you are committed to different directions, true love will have to wait.
The words of that song are very poignant. They come from different places, different points of view, two different directions. One always on the road somewhere, the other one always stays. One always wants to work things out, the other one wants to play. One being like an open window, one just like a closing door. One likes to see the morning sunrise, the other one sleeps in the hay. If you're committed to different directions, true love will have to wait. We can start off so romantic and then it just gradually fade away. I knew a couple in Stirling who didn't speak to each other for over 30 years. They left messages on the mantelpiece. They spoke to third parties. Tell him, tell her. Then she took ill. He visited her faithfully in the hospital every day, without speaking. And then she died. Soon afterwards, he died too. The doctor said he died of hate. He'd no one to hate. That's a very extreme case, of course. But romance can fade away for anyone. We can start by singing, but then soon go downhill into the Monty Python view of life. All things dull and ugly, all creatures short and squat, all things rude and nasty, the Lord God made the lot. We all need to recapture the romance of life. Not just romance in the narrow sense of boyfriend, girlfriend, newly marrieds, but romance in all our relationships, in all our work and activities and church life and discipleship. Having a freshness about it, a joy, unexpected surprises, smiles, excitement, joie de vivre. Here's a very lovely song about keeping that flame of love alive for a long time.
Stars are still falling.
Jesus said, I have come to give you life, life in all its fullness, to give you joy, complete joy. Love one another as I have loved you. Look at ourselves in the mirror. How are we doing? How is our discipleship? Is it full of romance? Are we like Mary in the garden thinking Jesus is dead? Or are we like Mary in the garden having met the risen Jesus? Are we weak and heavy laden with doubting Thomas? Or are we full of devotion like Thomas seeing Jesus alive again? Are we guilt-ridden like Peter? Or guilt-free like Peter after Jesus said to him, Feed my sheep? Are we battered and bruised and bewildered like Cleopas and his friend trudging wearily homewards towards Emmaus? Or are we reinvigorated, rejuvenated, revived like Cleopas and his friend after their hearts burned within them as Jesus talked to them and broke bread with them? We all know that we'd like to be full of romantic discipleship, enjoying life to the fullest. It's summed up in this prayer in our next hymn, Oh, for a closer walk with God. So how can we get a closer walk with God and a more romantic discipleship in life? Two things briefly. One, work harder at it. It's good advice in any relationship which is losing some of the glow of its earlier romance to work harder at the relationship, give it more priority, speak to each other more, listen to each other more. The same applies to us and God. If we ever wonder what's wrong with our relationship with Jesus, then try asking ourselves, are we speaking to Jesus, listening to him, confiding in him, giving him a word of praise, saying sorry to him? Are we expressing our thanks to him or asking for his help or sitting down quietly with him, wasting time with him, spending quality time together, going for meals with Jesus? Do we show him any interest in his work? Do we lend a hand with his work? Do we show an interest in his interests? Do we give him little presents, tokens of our affection, do little thoughtful things to please him? Do we show him that he's wanted, needed, and appreciated?
I am the great sun, but you do not see me. I am your husband, but you turn away.
On the other hand, think of the attitude of the psalmist in Psalm 122, verse 1. I was glad when they said to me, let us go to the Lord's house. You should see the dogs coming to our church on Friday evenings to the dog training classes, straining at the leash, dragging their owners. They're the keenest folk all week in coming to church. Jesus also said, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. They will be satisfied. Or the attitude of the psalmist in Psalm 119. I want to obey your commands, because in them I find happiness. I love them. I will meditate on your instructions. Your teachings are wonderful. I obey them with all my heart. If we want to please the God who loves us, then let's work harder at our relationship with him. It's just the same with marriage. Listen to this, the art of marriage. A good marriage, or a good discipleship of God, must be created. The little things are the big things. It's remembering to say, I love you, at least once every day. It's never going to sleep angry. It's having a mutual sense of values and common objectives. It's about standing together and facing the world, forming a circle of love that gathers in the whole family, speaking words of appreciation, demonstrating gratitude in thoughtful ways. So one of the secrets of keeping the romance alive in life or in any area of things, marriage or discipleship, is just sheer hard work. But the other thought is this. It's wonderful to discover that the person that you're working so hard at wooing already loves you. You're pushing an open door. It takes two to tango, but oh the joy when it clicks and you realise this is mutual, two-way. Maybe they even love me more than I love them. Have you ever thought of God as your lover? Prayer as kissing God, making contact. Prayer as spiritual intercourse. The Song of Solomon in the Bible is all about God as our lover. Long before we fancy God, he takes the initiative. We only turn round to him because he's already tapped us on the shoulder. He crosses the dance floor of life to introduce himself to us. He's had his eye on us for a long time before we noticed him. Jesus is the lover who tries to win our affections. He doesn't force love, because love can't be forced. But like all real lovers, he will not take no as final. The hound of heaven loves us with a love that will never give up. So don't run away. Don't be shy. Accept that you're accepted. Love the one who loved you first. Say yes to all his loving advances. Jesus was once asked to sum up all his teaching and his attitude to life, and he said, life is one long wedding feast. I am the bridegroom, and my people are my bride. Well, may I wish you all a very happy Valentine's Day, and I'll leave you with Darrell Evans.
I'm trading my song. I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord. Yeah. I'm trading my sickness. I'm trading my pain. I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord. We say, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Put a new song in our heart, oh God, a song of praise and hope.